So that afternoon, while he's waiting, these worrisome thoughts are deeply buried when Frank is the center of attention during a glamorous photo shoot for Boca Raton magazine. During the last shot at his seaside property, where Frank is sprawled across a couch on the rooftop lounge, his phone rings, and it's Dr. Carroll. The photography team takes a break, and Frank gets up, walks to the railing, and looks out over the beautiful azure blue ocean some 45 feet below. He taps the little green phone icon and answers the phone. So since you're listening, in the book, the actual book, there's a picture of Frank right before his phone rings on that rooftop lounge. And the caption reads, "The glamorous calm before the storm." So Frank brings the phone to his ear and he hears calmly but firmly Dr. Carroll ordering him, "Get Nilsa and head immediately to the emergency room. Your latest white blood cell count shot to over 200,000. I'll meet you there. You're very sick and could be dying." For a guy who's made his living by adding zeros and multipliers to practically everything in his life, this is startling. Frank's white blood cell reading is now 222,000 cells per cubic milliliter, over 40 times the normal range, with no end to the rapid increase in sight. What the fuck? He can't get that thought. He can't get those words out of his mind. "You're very sick and could be dying?" Frank's mind is racing as he makes the 9-mile drive in his 1988 Yugo along the 35-mile-per-hour zone of Ocean Boulevard, a road he has driven countless times returning to his house from the sites of dozens of his oceanfront creations. He has also run thousands of training miles on this same stretch over the last 30 years. As he's driving, as if in a trance, he stares through the car's windshield and grimly notes that his tiny Yugo is just about the size of a coffin. A familiar drive has turned into a torturously slow pre-mortem funeral procession in Frank's swirling mind. When Frank gets home and throws open the door, he explodes into a towering rage, screaming, throwing anything not nailed down, smashing glasses, tearing Bible pages, cursing God. This from a Christian. He temporarily loses it, while his wife, Nilsa, is simply terrified for Frank. Something is going on, and Frank is being forced into the hospital to find out what exactly it might be. What he's not thinking about is how his life in the VIP wing of Bethesda Hospital is actually pleasant. He had been admitted there previously when he had a portion of his large intestine removed due to sepsis, and he'd found his stay so pleasant, in fact, that he'd delayed checkout until after dinner was served by the private chef. But this time, he has no mental bandwidth for pleasantries. Same wing, same amazing care, same Frank. But after several days of tests and waiting on pins and needles, the doctors, Nilsa, and Frank finally convene to hear the verdict. There's an image in the book of Frank on day one in the hospital, hooked up to an IV with this confused look on his face, with the caption, "Hospital day one, what the fuck?" Yeah, March 11. The outlook is grim on this March day for the whole world, really. And it's uniquely bad for Frank, as his Midas touch, his Teflon reality, is destroyed in an instant with three words: chronic myeloid leukemia. Frank sees the bleak path ahead all too clearly. He does not want attention, prayer groups, prayer warriors, a hospital room decorated with balloons and get well cards, and plasma donations from everybody he knows. No.